Okay, Rebos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Chagiga daf Gimel. If you remember at the end of yesterday, we had said, again, we're four lines down here on Gimel Amud Aleph. The last thing we had mentioned yesterday was our Mishnah, which said, Kol Chayavin Bir'iya Chutz Micheirish, except for a Cheirish, everybody is Chayav in the mitzvah of Re'iya, right? We had mentioned Machlokes Rashi Tosos. Rashi mentions in the mitzvah of seeing the Beis Hamikdash, Re'iyah is called Zechurcha, and Tosus took issue with that and said perhaps it's talking about the Korban Re'iyah, the Olas Re'iyah that you have to bring on Yontif. Again, there are three Korbanos you have to bring on Yontif, the Olas Re'iyah, which is an Ola, the Chagiga, which is a Shlomim, and the Shalmei Simcha, a person has to eat Shlomim as part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So Tosus said perhaps we're talking about the Korban, right? It's, we quote Rabbeinu Tam, then maybe we're talking about the mitzvah of the Korban and the mitzvah to see the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, either way, we had said that the cheresh is pater from re'iyah. Then the Gemara that had defined a cheresh as someone who is either deaf or mute, that either one of those, right, is going to be pater from the mitzvah of re'iyah. However, he is going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of simcha, in the mitzvah of shalmei simcha, in the mitzvah of eating these korbanos, the shlamim, as part of the mitzvah of simchas. So again, this, the deaf or mute, if he is can't hear or can't see or can't speak, he's pater from Re'iyah, but he's chayiv in Simcha. So the Gemara now wants to know, four lines down, what's the difference between the mitzvah of Re'iyah, of coming, let's say, bringing the korban olas Re'iyah, and the mitzvah of shalmei Simcha, that someone who is either deaf or mute, right, or is going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says it's based on psukim, right? The inyan re'iyah. If you're in terms of the mitzvah of re'iyah, so gemar re'iyah re'iyah mehakel is a gzer shava from the mitzvah of hakel, which we're actually going to do meheri bana beis hamikdash this year. The mitzvah that you gather all the Jews in a year after Shemitah, the king reads from a bunch of parshios and devarim, etc. in the beis hamikdash. The pasuk says hakel is am hanashim v'hanashim v'hataf, gather everybody. Uksiv, and the pasuk says bevo kol yisrael le'ra'os, and everybody comes to see, or really to be seen, really before Kadosh Baruch Hu. I have also been all in. So how do you know that over there? That again, that's very nice. But what, how do you know, right? By Hakel, that someone who is either deaf or mute is potter. So the Chiddush the Pasuk says, "Laman yishmu v'la laman yilmedu." That last word is going to be important, but "Laman yishmu v'la yilmedu." The reason we come to Hakel is because we should hear and we should learn. Yilmedu v'tanya, and we learn. "Laman yishmu." What is that? Problem medaber v'lo eno shomea. "Laman yishmu" excludes someone who obviously cannot hear. Right? You can't hear if you can't hear, right? Okay, so that's pater. L'man yilmedu, and that pasuk will be l'man yilmedu, excludes prad, and excludes someone l'shomeh v'enu medaber, someone who can hear but cannot speak. So that you see that someone who's either deaf or mute is going to be pater from the mitzvah of haka. So Gemara says, l'mimra d'chi lo mishtoi lo gamar. Gemara says, one second, if a person can't hear, he can't learn. Well, again, you tell me that l'man yishmu, that laman yilmedu, that the purpose of hakel is that you should learn, and that excludes someone who can hear but he can't speak. So that implies that someone who can hear is not able to learn the lessons, right, read by the king and the hakel and the sefer dvarim, etc. So you tell me that someone who can't hear can't learn. But there were two ilmim. Ilmim is someone who literally means who is mute, but pashas is that they also, meaning obviously they could hear, as you'll see in a second. Right, there were two mute people, the Hava b'Shivavusi d'Rebbe, they lived in Rebbe's neighborhood, right, B'nei Barti, Rebbe Yochanan ben Gudgada, right, and they were the B'nei Barti, they were the sons of the Barti, of the sister of Rebbe Yochanan ben Gudgada, meaning Rebbe Yochanan ben Gudgada's nephews. For Amila, b'nei achter Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, either some people say it was his, the son of his sons of his sister. Okay, fine. Sorry, I mean that's I apologize. Barte is daughter, and achter is sister. My apologies. So I mean it is either his grandsons or his nephews. Either way, the chol emas to have ayel Rebbe. The Beit Midrash show whenever Rebbe would come to the Beis Midrash, have ayel v'yasmei. They would come and they would sit. Kamayhu next to him, umenazne b'rashahu, and they would nod their heads. Again, they were mute, but they could hear. So they would nod their heads with a shear, right? Umarchishin svasayhu, and they would. And they would kind of like lips, their lips would move, meaning as if they were, I guess, mimicking mimicking Rebbe, meaning the point is that they try to point out that they understood. Sure enough, Rebbe davened for them, because I guess, you know, they get famous mutes that came and nodded along and you know, mimicked Rebbe as if they understood what he was saying. So he davened for them, and they got better, and they could heal. They were healed, and turned out they could speak. So how do you know that they understood? Because they found out he found that they were holding in all of Shas, because they were coming to the shir the whole time. They were learning the whole time, right? And Rebbe davened, they could speak, and they told Rebbe, and they could see, because shmuz them were learning, and they were tremendous talmidei chachamim. So clearly, someone who's mute, who someone can hear, even if he can't speak, he could definitely learn. So how do you see that the pasuk of Laman Yomadu, that the point of Hakel, so you can learn, excludes someone who can hear but he can't speak? Of course he can learn. So Mar Zutra, Karibe Laman Yilamedu. As Mar Zutra said, we darshan it out, meaning it literally means to read it, and that's not how we read it in the Torah. We don't actually say that in the pasuk. When the Baal Kori reads it, it says Laman Yilamedu, but what that we darshan out Laman Yilamedu. Not only do they have to be able to learn, but they also have to be able to teach. Ravashi says, "Vade laman yilamedu." For sure, the way we darshan out the pasuk and understand the pasuk is laman yilamedu, because the sagadai the laman yilamedu. If the pshat is that the pasuk is coming to exclude anybody who can't learn. But what do? We said laman yishmu is to exclude someone who can't hear, and laman yilamedu is to exclude someone who can't speak. So if you're telling me that someone who can't speak can't learn, so came to Lomishtai Logomar, someone who can't speak can't learn. Came to Loshama Logomar, certainly someone who can't hear can't learn. So I mean Laman Yishmu Nafka. So you don't need the pasuk of Laman Yilmadu to exclude someone who is mute. If you tell me that someone who's mute can't learn, right? Because that's the exclusion we're doing here, right? With Laman Yilmadu, right? You have Hakel is for the purpose of learning. Therefore, someone who can't speak is Pater. Well, because he can't learn, well, if he can't learn, for sure the person who can't hear can't learn, and you can learn out someone who can't speak from the pasuk of Laman Yishmu, because that excludes someone who can't learn. So it can't be talking about not learning. That would be just teaching me the same thing twice. So rather, Elevada Laman Yilamedu, rather it must be that the whole point of the second tour is because someone who can't teach, someone who can't speak can't teach, and therefore here's Pater from Hako. All right. Amar Rabbi Tanko. Rabbi Tanko says, Cherish ba'ozna achas pater min ri'a, someone who's deaf in one ear, he's pater, from the midst of ri'a, sh'nemar ba'oznehem, because the pasuk says, plural, right, your ears. Kumar says, I ba'oznehem le'boyele, the ba'oznehem le'kol Yisrael. But one second, we need that pasuk for itself, right, that you have to, everybody has to come, meaning you have to teach all of the Jews, all of their ears have to come to Hakka. So the Gemara says, oh, mi boya. Hahumi neged kol Yisrael nafka. No, that everybody has to come, right? We learn from the pasuk of that everybody has to come, right? Neged kol Yisrael means across from or in front of all of Am Yisrael, right? That's the pasuk says. So that's where we learn that from. So the Gemara says that's not necessarily true, because imi neged kol Yisrael havamin alfagav gelo shami. Right? You might have thought that anybody who can't hear, right? Everybody has to come, right? All Yisrael implies everybody, even people who don't have das or can't hear it. So therefore, katsav rechona bazmeham duvu shami. So therefore, the Torah says that you have to be able to hear it, right? You have to put the words in their ears and you actually hear it. So then we need that word to teach me that everybody who can hear, right, has to come to Hakel. So you can't use that positive to teach me that someone who's deaf in one ear is pater. So Gemara says, "Oh, Laman Yishmu Nafka." Gemara says, "No. The fact that you have to hear the Hakel is from the pasuk of Laman Yishmu, and therefore you have the word the pasuk of Baznehem to teach me that someone who's deaf in one ear is pater." Rabbi Tanchu says further, "Chiger baragla echad achas pater min ariya." Also, someone who's only lame in one foot, right, is pater. So now regalim, right? Pasuk says regalim. Now that's obviously talking about shalosh regalim, three holidays. But it says the word regalim and also implies reglaim. So that's as well. So Gemara says avar regalim abayle pratan balikavim. But the Gemara says we need that word regalim to teach me that you need to have actual feet and not like fake feet. Not the what do you call it? Literally means wood feet. But what does an amputee use? I forget what it's called. Anyway, but not fake feet. So homi pamim nafka. Gemara says no. That halacha is from the word pamim. Shalosh pamim bashana. How does that tell me that you have to have both feet? The Tanya, the pasuk says, we learn the brisa pamim. The pasuk says ein pamim eru el raglayim. The word pamim refers to feet. Right, v'chinu omer, because the pasuk says tirmasena ragel raglei ani pamei dalim. Right, pamei dalim. Right, pamei is the soles, the not S O L E. Right, the bottom of the feet. Right, v'omer, the pasuk says ma'yafu pamayich benalayim basnadif. Right, pamayich. Right, how nice are your feet benalayim? Right, in your shoes. So that's where you learn that from. Torah Shavu Rava says now that we mentioned that pasuk ma'dikhtir ma'yafu pamayich benalayich basnadif was benalim basnadif. What does that mean? So, kama noyim regleim shay Yisrael b'shash olim the regel. How beautiful are the feet of Am Yisrael, right, when they're all on the regel. Bas Nadiv, what's that? Bito shal Avram Avinu. Were they considered to be the daughters of Avram Avinu? Shinikra Nadiv, who was called Nadiv. Shemar's Pazik says, Nidivei Amim, Nesfu, Am Elokei Avram. Right, again, the nations, right, the Am, the nation of Avram. When Nidivei Amim, right, the princes of the nations. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. Gemara says, what's with Avram? Why do we mention just Avram? So Elokei Avram, Shaiyo Tchilas the Gerim. Again, if you're talking about the Nidivei Amim, right, from the other nations, so Avram was the first Ger, right? From pretty much, right? Coming from other nations, so that's why we're Elokei Avram in that pasuk. Okay, Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, Darash of Nasan Bar Minyomi Mishur Rabbi Tanchum. My Dichtiv. What does it mean when the pasuk says, "Rabor Reik Imbo Mayim"? Again, we're talking about Rabbi Tanchum. Right, so we just darshan another one of his pshatim. Right, this is Gemara Megillah that's pretty well known. What does it mean by Yosef when it says that the pit that they threw Yosef into was empty, but there was no water? Obviously, you tell me that it's empty. Obviously, there's no water in it. Ela mayim inbo aval nachashim v'akrabim yeshbo. Right, there was no water, but there were snakes and scorpions. Okay. Sorry, that's not Gemara. It's not in Megillah, is it? It's in Shabbos. Yeah, but sorry, it's in the middle of the Chanukah Sugyas. That's why I got confused. Right, Purim's coming up. Baruch Hashem and Afoku. No, it's in the middle of the Chanukah Sugyas. Right, then I have a lot of Torah Chanukah time about the comparison between Yosef and his brothers. Okay, fine. And the Chanukah story. Fine. The reason I got confused is because there's also a tremendous amount of parallels between Yosef and the Purim story. Okay, either way. Weiter. Tanur Rabbi Olam Dinar Baisa. Maizer Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma. Story with those Amoraim. Shalokhu lahakbil pnei Rabbi Yeshua bepikiyin. They went, or there's Tanai maybe, right? They went to see Rabbi Yeshua in Pekiyin. And Amar Lahem, he said to them, Akhidish hayah bebesim edush hayom. Right? What are you guys learning? So Amar Lahem, they said to him, Tamidecha anu umimecha anu shosim. He said, what do you mean? We're your students. We drink your water. Meaning, what do you mean? You know everything that we're learning. We're learning from you. So Amar Lahem, he said to them, Afobikein, even so, yef shalabes samajish belukhidish. It's impossible that there's nothing going on in the base matters. There's no chiddush, no something fascinating that they brought up. Shalosh shel mihaya, haisa, whose week was it? Now that what that means is basically, if you remember the Gemara Brachos, right, the whole story about Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, what he had the whole machlokas about Yom Kippur, right, and they basically deposed Rabbi Gamliel from, right, when he mistreated Rabbi Yeshua, and they deposed Rabbi Gamliel from being the Rosh Hashiva, and they put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah instead of him, right? That's right, we say by the Agada, Rahai Re'ani Kiben Shivim Shana, right? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Right, that's when he kind of his hair turned white. He was really only 18 years old. Okay, fine. That's a story that you're perhaps familiar with. So anyway, after that whole thing was done, they want to put Rabbi Gamliel back, but they felt bad. So basically, they set up a rotation system where Rabbi Gamliel would be 3 weeks, the Rav in Shul, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was 1 week. Right, you can imagine nowadays that doesn't really work so well. But if you're looking for a Rav, can't have three in one. But that's what they did. That's what they set up. So it was that's the question they were asking. Whose Shabbos was it? I mean, who's the Rav in Shul, darshaning in the Beis Medrash? They said it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What was he schmoozing about? What was the shir about? Amar lo, Pashas Hakel. He's talking darshaning about Hakel. What did he say? So Hakel is Am Anashim v'Anashim v'Ataf. Right, gather all the men, women, children. Im Anashim boim lo mod, Nashim boos the Shmoa, Taf lama boim. Right, if the men are coming to learn, the women are coming to hear. Right, again, just obviously coming to learn as well, but the mitzvah Talmud Torah, right, only on the men. So men are coming to learn, women are coming to hear. Taf lama boim. What are you bringing the kids for? Right, it's again, really the young kids. Again, we said we didn't say that by Re'iyah, but again, the implication is you're bringing all the kids. The Gemara says, "Kedei litein schar lemeviyehem." You give schar for the people who bring them. Right, that's the schar for the parents who take care of the kids. Right, again, you bring them. Obviously, the mitzvah of chinuch starts very young. So you bring a kid 3, 4, 5 years old to the hakel beis hamikdash, she leaves an impact. So that was the drush. I mean, that's what he was darshaning out. That's what he said in the base medrash. So Amar Lahem, he said to them, Margalis, Tov HaHaisa B'yadchem V'Bikashchem V'Abda B'Meni. He said, oh, you had such a beautiful jewel in your hands and you didn't want to give it to me? Right, Meni, that's amazing. I mean, thank you so much for telling me. Pasha says that he knew that as well, but he said, oh, thank you so much. That was the drasha for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, Vod Darash, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was also darshaned out. As Hashem Hamarta Hayom, right, again, Vashem Amircha Hayom. The Pasuk says, two psukim, right, towards the end of the Devarim, Hashem, Moshe says, B'nai Yisrael, that you, Hamarta, you gave, not kavod, but you gave like praise to Kosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem gave it back to you as well. So Amar Lahem, Akash Baruch Hu Yisrael, right? Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael, "Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam, vani eseschem chativa achas ba'olam." You make me unique in the world, and I'm going to make you unique in the world. Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam. You made me unique in the world. The Chativa Pasuk says, "What Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad." Right? Hashem is Echad, so Hashem is one, unique. Ve'ani eseschem chativa achas ba'olam. Shenamar, I'm going to make you unique in the world because the Pasuk says, "Mikam Chol Yisrael Goy Echad ba'aretz." Right? We are Echad as well. We are the chosen. Special nation. Afu pasach v'darash, and sure enough, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah also darshened out. Devri chachamim kedar vanos ukir mishmaros nituim bale asufos nitnu meiroa echad. So the Gemara says, lama nimshulu devri tera the darvan. Why are the words meaning darvanos? Meaning devri chachamim. The word just to translate the pasuk says that the words of the chachamim are like darvanos. So darvan is something that you lead. A pair of, I guess, oxen or whatever, when you're plowing the field, some sort of device to lead them. So why are the words of Chachamim compared to that? So Lama Chaz tell you, Ma Darvan Zem Echavin Esapara L'Talmeha, right? Just like these words kind of guide the cow to its Talmeha, down in the field, right, in the right direction. Lotzi Chayim La'olam, to bring out life to the world, meaning to be able to plow a field and right and make bread and for people to live. So too, Divrei Torah, right, keep a person alive, keep him away from the ways of death, and bring him to the ways of life. You might have thought that just like this kind of cattle prod or whatever it is metaltel. Usually metaltel is kind of movable or usable or not long-lasting. Right? We usually have in halachas of... Masalmat, and you have metaltelin, which is like transportable things, and then you have karka, which is more, well, obviously, land, and more firm and more permanent. So again, you might have thought that this dar, just like this darvan, is kind of metaltelin, right? It can move around; it's not so permanent, or whatever. So do divrei Torah as well. So Talmud Lomar, therefore, the pasuk says mishmaros, not mishmaros, but masmeros, which are nails. Right, ima masmer ze chaser velo yoser, just like meaning if masmeros, meaning masmeros are much more permanent. Much more, again, you nail them to the wall, right, and they stay there. So, but ima masmer ze chaser velo yoser. But what happens is when you nail a hole into the wall, you nail a nail into the wall, so the wall gets a hole, right? So the nail kind of is chaser, right? Makes the wall missing something. Right, it makes a hole in the wall. So after Divrei Torah, Chaser Velo Yoser, you might have thought the same thing with Divrei Torah as well, that it kind of like detracts or whatever, Chas Shalom. Talmud Lomar to him, therefore, the Pasuk says they're planted. Right? Manatia Zu, part of Verava, after Divrei Torah, part of Verava, and just like plants, right, multiply, right, and Pru Revu, they make more plants. So too, Divrei Torah as well. Bala Sufos, what is that? What's that talking about? Talking about the Talmid Chachamim that sit in Asufos, they gather together right in learning Torah. Halalu Matamim v'halalu Matarin, halalu Osrim v'halalu Matmeim, Matirin, halalu Poslim v'halalu Makshirin. Right, these people again, they say Tamei Tahor, right, Motar Aser, right, Pasul Kosher, right, and Sa'ai. So the Gemara says Shema Yomer Adam Heyachani Lomi Torah Me'ata. If a person says, "I give up," right, there's so much Torah to learn. How am I going to learn from everybody, all these opinions, kosher, not kosher, treif, tamei, potter, etc.? Tam lomar. So therefore the pasuk says, kulam, I think the pasuk says, nitnu meroa echad. Right, that's what it said, right? Bali asuf os nitnu meroa echad. So tam lomar kulam, therefore the pasuk says that all of them were nitnu meroa echad, were given from one shepherd, meaning from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Or really Kosh Baruch Hu, obviously, right? Through Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, kel echad nasnan. Right, one Kosh Baruch, one God gave it to us. Parnas echad. That's one. Parnas is someone who gives parnasa, but it means a leader. So one leader, Moshe Amran, we pi adon kol masim baruchu. Right, Moshe said from Kosh Baruch Hu. Dechtev, as Pasuk says, right, the very Elokim was called the Verma Ela. Hashem spoke all of these things. Right, that's a pasuk in what's it called? Where is that pasuk? Is it by Harsina? Where is it? Okay. Good by Harsina. Shmos Perichov. Right, Perichov. Okay. Avata Osa has Nechel Kafra Chesed. So too, make your ear like a funnel. Ukenei lecha leiv meivin and acquire a heart to understand. And the Shmos, divrei metamim, es divrei metamim, es divrei metarin, es divrei osrim, es divrei matirin, es divrei postlim. Right, again, acquire, like, meaning take all those things, throw them in the funnel, and then you can kind of like, just like a funnel, maybe funnel's not a good comparison, maybe it's a sieve, whatever, meaning make sure you figure it out, I guess throw everything in, and then you can pull out, right, the emes, and figure out what we hold. B'loshon hazeh, amar lahem, in that language, right, he said to them, ein dor yosom, shrabi elazar ben azariah, sharui betocho. Meaning they were still, again, we're still schmoozing with Rabbi Yeshua and I forget who it was already, right? The two Talmidim, right, who came to see him, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch and Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma, right? So he said to them, oh, Grivaldi, meaning he told them all this Torah from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He said, oh, the generation from that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lives in, right, is not Dor Yosom, is not, has no orphan, meaning they have a father, meaning Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, meaning he's praising Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Gemara says, the question is, why did Rabbi Yeshua have to pull all this out of them? Why didn't they just tell him that? Right? Why didn't they say, oh, we're your students, you're our teacher, like, what's the whole back and forth? Because of the following story. The Tanakh has belonged to the Baisa, Maisa, Rabbi Yosef ben Damascus, Shalach Lahakbo, Pnei Rabbi Elazar, Belod. Right? He went to Rabbi Yosef ben Damascus, went to meet Rabbi Elazar in Lod. And Amar Lo, Machidish Hayyab, Beis Medrash Hayyam, same back and forth. They said, well, what did they learn in the Beis Medrash? So he said to them, oh, I'll tell you, sure, Nimnu Vagamru, they voted and they decided that Amun Moav Ma'asrin Meister Ani Bashvias. That Amun Moav, now that doesn't mean the nations, that means the land of Amun Moav, that's code for the land on the other side of the Yarden. That Bnei Israel conquered when they came over from Mitzrayim. So that land, as we'll see in a second, is a question whether that land keeps Shemitah or not, right? Alakhal Maisa nowadays. If Jews are living in Jordan, right? But either way, yeah, I mean, it could be that it comes into play on the top of by the Golan on the other side. I'm not sure if that has halachic status for Israel or not. But basically, they said that this land, let's say Jordan nowadays, right, in the land of Amun Moav, when Bnei Israel are living there, so Maaser and Maaser Ani b'Shvius, they give Maaser Ani during Shemitah. And that's why is that weird? Because there is no halachos of Maaser and Maaser during Shemitah. The land is hefker. But that's basically code for is that there is no Shemitah necessarily in those lands, and they take Maestros and give whatever the Maestro that they give, as opposed to Maestro Shani, instead they give Maestro Ani. So Amarlo, they said that, and Rabbi Elazar said back to Rabbi Yosi ben Damascus, Yosi, Poshot Yadechem Kabbalah Inacha. He got very upset. He said, stick out your hands and accept your eyes, meaning he's going to make him blind. Very upset. And Pasha Yadav Kibla Inav, and sure enough, Rabbi Yossi did so, and he became blind. And Bachar Rabbi Elazar V'Omar, he says, Soda Shemli Rev Uvreso Laudiyam. Rabbi Elazar said that it's a secret of Hashem, or for those who are afraid of him, for those of you as Shemayim, and meaning Uvreso Laudiyam, and he's going to tell them, meaning basically that he was upset that he hadn't quoted it from other sources. Meaning that's what they were talking about the Beis Medrash, but he didn't quote the previous Rabbanim. I mean, that wasn't a chiddush in halacha. I mean, they had already decided that, as you'll see in a second, they had already decided that. But Rabbi Yossi didn't quote it from the original source, so he made him blind. And you'll see in a second, he davened for him, and he got better, if I'm not mistaken. I think. Anyway, let's see. Amar Alo, Elijah said to Rabbi Yossi, "Aleich Amor Lehem Al Tachoshu Leminyanechem Kach Megablenim Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Shama Mirabo Rabbi Mirabo Hilchus Al Moshe Meisinai Amon Moav Maasrim Maaser Ani Beshvius." I guess not. Did I say it's actually kind of second order? All right. Either way, meaning that right. But I mean, he said basically, don't. He said, go back to everybody, tell them not to worry about their voting. Maybe they're emistic. I heard from Biyochem and Zakkai, and all the way back from to the Rebbeim. That's it's halachah Moshe Sinai. Halachah Moshe Sinai. That it's that they do give. It's interesting, Aloch Moshe Mishinai, because that implies that they knew they were going to conquer it. Okay, either maybe it's as clear as Aloch Moshe Mishinai. Okay, basically the story over there, if you look at Rashi, Kach Mekublani, is that the debate is whether. The Gemara is about to talk about it in a second. Let's go right on the Gemara; it'll become clear. So Gemara says, "Matam, what's the reason that all of these the lands on the Eiver LeYarden and Amon u'Moav are pater from Shemitah. So basically, the way it works is like this: is that Harbei Krachim kavshu ole Mitzrayim, v'lo kavshu ole Bavel. That a lot of the cities, I mean, all the times and the lands or whatever, cities Krachim, right? You have by Purim, right? The walled cities. But a lot of walled cities were conquered when Bnei Yisrael came out from Egypt, but they did not reconquer those cities when they came back from Bavel. Meaning the second time when the Jews went back from Bavel to build the second Beis Hamikdash, they didn't settle in all of the lands which they settled from when they left Mitzrayim. And the halacha is that the Eretz Yisrael was Kadosh the first time, but when they left, the Kedusha left and was not re-sanctified. Meaning it needed to be re-sanctified. Meaning that Kedusha did not last forever. Right? Only when Bnei Yisrael came back from Bavel was the Kedusha ensconced, I guess, entrapped in Eretz Yisrael and then forever. So therefore, if they didn't reconquer some of the lands, so those lands lost their Kedusha. That's why the stuff on the other side of the Yarden, right, doesn't necessarily have Kedusha. So they left them, meaning that they purposely did not, were not Mekadesh those lands so that the poor people could have, right, that stuff during Shemitah. Maybe they should have something to rely on and something to use, something to eat during Shemitah, because there's no, I mean, again, obviously they could eat the stuff in Eretz Yisrael, but they could go over to the other side and get that as well. So basically that was Allah HaMashin, meaning that's why Rabbi Elazar was upset. Right, and that he didn't quote that either. Lach l'mashmusina or Pashas is that, meaning it was an obvious halacha, whatever it had been quoted, decided on beforehand. Okay, either way, let's just finish the story. Tana, we learned that in Abraisa that lach l'shizyafte daito Amar, after Rabbi Elazar, right, kind of calmed down, he said Yiratzon sheyachzu eni Yosi l'mkomam, right, v'chazur. Right, he said Yiratzon that Hashem should heal Rabbi Yosi's eyes. Right, and sure enough, he was able to see again. Okay. Shkoyach Rabosi, we'll stop here. I'll go right to the Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.